From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Here we go, Tom, once again for the DM deep dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Maddie says, would you rather spend 1 week during the ice age or have to snorkel in prehistoric waters for an hour? And who would be the most likely to survive one of those options?
Okay, whoa. Hold on now. Say again.
What's option one? Spend 1 week during the ice age?
Yeah.
Or have to snorkel in prehistoric waters so you don't know what's in there?
Prehistoric waters? But they had like...
big fish.
Yeah, like dinosaur-sized fish. You're getting eaten within seconds. In those waters.
Yeah.
Like, do I have stuff with me to survive?
Well, even now, isn't there like a statistic that we only know like 1% of the ocean?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, how cold is it during the ice age? Was it just like regular temperature?
And nah, then it's
everything,
gotta be freezing.
Just died? No, but like regular cold, or was it like minus 90? Like, can you survive? What? I think it was just regular cold.
It says the global temperature was between 5 centimeters colder than...
5 centimeters?
Sorry.
Five degrees Celsius
colder than today, or about 40... Yeah, so about 5 to 7...
But like colder than what, though? Like colder than the coldest it's been?
Are we talking like minus 20? Or are we talking minus 45?
Like, could I even survive a week?
In the ice age?
It just says it looks like it's about 5 degrees Celsius colder than the average global temperature today.
Okay, so let's say the winter here is, let's say a cold day minus 15.
Yeah.
So let's say it's minus 20, right? I don't know if I could survive outside for a week in minus 20.
But wouldn't you have like pelts to warm you up?
No, with what? You got to kill that.
Yeah. Plus all the animals that existed back then.
But you do have to be in the waters for an hour. And the water could be cold, too.
Prehistoric waters.
So basically, how do you want to die?
And can you tread water for an hour?
No. Oh, God. I mean, I'm going to die either way. So this is a terrible question. Which way do you want to die? Do I want to drown or do I want to freeze to death?
Oh.
Why don't you just ask that?
I don't want to freeze to death. I'll take the prehistoric water because then like some dinosaur fish can just like eat me in seconds.
What if it only eats a quarter of you?
But then the rest will show up because they smell the blood.
I know, but then you're there like
in pain.
Yeah, you're three quarter
imagine
mocha
for a week
floating around.
So what? It'll get me in seconds anyway. Something will come and eat me.
What
in
if they
seconds.
Don't like the taste and you just then are there?
Then I'll die. Like it won't be over the span of a week.
Next time somebody, public service announcement to the Flaming Romos out here, okay? Next time you want to ask a straight up question, you don't need to do all the sort of flowery what ifs, okay? You can just say, would you rather freeze to death or drown?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Don't add ice and dinosaurs.
No. Like you may have us all doing research here, right?
Yeah, but
this is a no-win situation.
All right. How about this?
Do you want to drown or freeze to death?
We're all going to die regardless.
Yes.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Damn.
All right. Eunice says, how many coffees a day on average do you drink, and does it change from winter to summer?
The most coffee I used to drink in any one day was I had 8 coffees a day for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most, was 8 coffees a day. Now I'm down to 0.
Nice.
I have one. I had a coffee on the weekend, and then before that, it was about 3 weeks before that.
So what hot drinks do you have?
Tea.
You just don't have?
I drink a ginger green tea. That's the only hot drink I have now.
I used to drink like anywhere from 5 to 8 during the day, and then I cut way back to 2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now recently in the past, I'd say month and a half, I've switched to decaf.
Yeah.
And I'll only have one like every couple of days.
Why switch to decaf?
I'm just trying to wean myself off of coffee.
There's still caffeine in decaf though.
Yeah. Very small.
Yeah.
Very small.
Yeah.
Maria, you're a big coffee drinker.
Yeah. I mean, I used to be like Roz where I would have like 8 a day, especially when I was in university. And then now I've cut back. I try to only have like 3 coffees a day, really.
Yeah.
Maybe 4, But it really depends. Like, sometimes I'll have coffee. Sometimes I'll have more, like, espresso.
Yeah.
So it really just depends.
Yeah. I know Shem does not drink coffee.
Nope. Straight AJ for me, bro.
Apple juice.
AJ.
Damn it, Maury. Coffees?
Yes, tons. I drink about 5 or 6 a day, and then I end the night with a tea. And to answer the second part of that.
But what kind of coffee do you drink, though? Like, what are you drinking?
In the morning, I'll have a black coffee, and then during the day, I'll do a lavender oat latte from Starbucks.
What does that taste like?
It's warm lavender.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's really nice. Lavender.
Because when you walk in here every day, you're double fisting coffee.
So it's a coffee and a tea.
Oh, and then throughout the show, sometimes you leave once, sometimes you leave twice for coffee.
Yeah.
So that's why I think you drink more in a day, man.
If I have if I'm doing like a Zoom or something, I'll do an espresso.
Oh, okay.
I had my tea yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the crazy thing about these Yeti mugs, man. I had my tea yesterday. From the time I poured it to the time I took my last sip, 12 and a half hours.
Wow. I know.
And it was still warm.
Those Yeti, man.
It was still warm.
I seared my tongue. Cruz was playing hockey last weekend.
Yeah.
And I made a coffee, a DK. Or actually, no, it was a tea. I made a tea to take with me.
It's dangerous.
And
when you put tea
my
in
very first sip was exactly one hour after I had poured.
Close to being long enough.
Seared my tongue.
Bro,
I had to take the lid off, and there was so much steam coming out of the the mug, and I just let it cool off like in the.
Could you put ice cubes in it
arena.
If you want?
You could, but it really doesn't help that much.
Yeah. Mm. No.
It really doesn't help.
Great round of DMs. Thank you, Maria. Everyone else, keep those DMs coming in, as weird as they are, but you got your PSA from Roz on how to.
Yeah, like if you want to kill us all, right? Then just say that.
Any of the Kiss social accounts is how you reach out. Maria gets them, brings them to the show. Thanks, Maria.
Bye.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
All right, time for the DM deep dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, this comes from a kid from Scarborough. Mm. They wrote in, "What is something you've noticed about yourself now that you're a little older that wasn't there for you before? For example, realistic simulated heart attack victims in shows and movies is difficult to watch, whereas before it wasn't an effect for me."
Oh, I'll tell you one.
Mm-hmm.
I love listening to podcasts. I have so many different podcasts I listen to, including true crime podcasts. And I used to listen to like some of the most horrific stories and situations. Like, I'm talking gruesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't bother me until I had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first episode of this particular podcast I listened to after Cruz was born, it tripped me up so much that I never went back to that podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't even think it exists anymore. But things like that.
Yeah, Catherine, before she had our kid, was the biggest horror movie fan I had really ever met in my life. Mm. Like she was like, she's like studied them. Like she knew every single thing there was about horror movies. And I would spend so much time researching horror movies to find something from like back in the day that she hadn't seen.
Yeah.
She had a kid, never watch a horror movie again.
Again.
It is a struggle for me to watch a horror movie with her. Like it has to be more of a psychological thing as opposed to somebody who was a killer. Right. And she never went back. Like she never got the urge. Every now and then where I'll be like, listen, this isn't like some dumb slasher thing. Like it's actually a great movie. People are talking about it. Then I will maybe get her to watch it.
Okay.
Right. Like maybe get her to watch it. And then she will enjoy it. But it's I'm talking once every like every couple of years she'll actually sit. And if she sits, it's rare that she'll finish it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maria, do you have an answer for this question?
I mean, I think I'm pretty much the same, but I will say I get more nervous going on roller coasters now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like, I love, like, I'm like an adrenaline junkie. Like I've been bungee jumping. I love roller coasters. Like I want to go skydiving. But when I was at Disney and Universal, I remember like getting a little nervous.
On which ride?
On the Velocicoaster. This thing was wild.
Yeah.
That was the craziest ride I've ever been on. But I was like, wow, like I didn't think that I would get nervous, but I guess I am as I get older.
Yo, when you were at Disney, did you go on the Slinky Dog ride? The
no.
coaster in Toy Story Land?
No, it was like a 3-hour wait and like we were all just like, forget it. It was too long.
Listen, anyone, if you are going to Disney, if I can recommend a ride or two rides Guardians of the Galaxy, amazing indoor coaster. And number two, Slinky Dog Ride roller coaster in Toy Story Land.
Shem, you should contact your lawyer because Shem's been offering Slinky Dog Rides forever.
we may
have a copyright thing here going on.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, I think you got a case here, bro.
Slinky Dog.
Okay, you know what?
Let's
Maria, please, let's just move on, okay? Next DM.
Okay. This comes from Anthony.
Yeah.
And he wrote in, if you could only keep three wing flavors, which would you keep? Buffalo wings, barbecue, garlic parm, honey garlic, spicy garlic, or lemon pepper?
See, I only like my wings plain, right? Where I dip them. I don't like a sauced wing. So
I do. I would say... like barbecue. That's always my number one go-to.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I would keep garlic parm and the lemon pepper. Those are my three.
Maury?
I like a dry wing.
That's me too. I like dipping. What sauces do you dip?
I don't. I just want extra crispy.
Just dry bone.
Dry bone.
Really?
Yeah.
No blue cheese?
No, nothing.
No
I literally
hot sauce?
Just want dry bone.
No barbecue?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Basic ass stuff.
That is. Yeah.
Maria, what are your three flavors?
Okay. I would say lemon pepper, I'm keeping because I love that dry rub. Garlic parm and buffalo.
Oh, okay, so like me. All right, Shem?
I'm definitely going lemon pepper.
Yeah. Dry rub, that's what they used to call Shem in high school.
My guy, you're two for two on this one.
God.
Oh, sweet Jesus!
Nothing else that needs to be said.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, next DM, please.
All right, Chris says, my question is for Mocha. When you and Cruz try to reach for a plate from the kitchen cabinet, do you share the same stool, or do you each have your own, or do you have multiple stools? And if so, do you have a favorite stool?
Oh, thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us.
That's a great question.
No matter,
I think it's a great. They're like wooden stools, plastic fold-up stools.
You reach out through any of the
ladder?
Kiss social accounts. Maria gets them, and I guess from now on, I have to vet them. And then we talk about them on the show.
Don't want to share your secrets. I get it.
And to that fan, what's his name?
Chris.
Screw you. This has been the DM Deep Dive. Thank you, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Time once again, ladies and gentlemen, for today's DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Katie says, the Roz and Mocha show have helped so many people across the country. We've laughed, we've cried, and it has helped us get through hard times and good times. Do Roz and Mocha and the rest of the crew have something that helps them get through hard times? What is their Roz and Mocha show?
The Roz and Mocha show.
Yeah, coming in here every day, having fun, laughing, joking around with all you guys, talking to fans, interacting with people. It's like the best.
Like, I don't have first of all, I don't need an escape from things, really. You know, like, I'm pretty fortunate. I think we all are to a certain extent. Everything that person just said that we do for people every day is sort of what helps me not go into that space, you know, because I understand the importance, but I also understand, you know, what it means to people and what it means to us. So I would say, yeah, the show. But other than that, like, I don't have something that I escape to other than the yard, other than the kitchen, you know, I guess, like, because I'm not going to say fake, because I mean, you know, my family makes me feel great. But if I needed like that outside thing, it would be the yard or the kitchen. Like, I cook or I go outside and I piss around in the lawn.
Yeah. For me, it's working out. I have a couple of podcasts that I listen to that I love. Boxing, I am like obsessed with.
Yeah.
So those are like some of the things that help me, I guess, with, like, I don't know, mental state or just like, you know, get that dopamine level up.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
How about you, Maria?
Yeah.
I'll hang out with my friends, my boyfriend, my family. Like, they're kind of just my people if I ever need to talk or just like get things off my chest. I will say, I mean, running was a big part of, get clearing my head. It helped me a lot through hard times, but I can't do that anymore.
And it broke your legs.
And then it also
down.
Messed me up a little bit. So yeah. It was kind of a win-lose situation there. But I've been doing just a lot of like Pilates and stuff, getting out, going for a walk and hanging with my dog.
Nice.
Aside from people, damn it, Maury.
Working out.
Yeah.
When I get home and my dog runs and jumps up and down, I love that. Yeah. That helps.
But doesn't that just mean he wants you to take him outside for a pee?
Perhaps. Thanks for ruining that.
Yeah. Shem, what's your answer?
Is it weird to say crime documentaries?
No, man. Not at all. That's your escape. Thing,
I love those,
that's
man.
That's your escape.
I watch all sorts of different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
That's like me. I get, you know, I watch a lot of World War II stuff, right? And it's not for me. It's not because I need it. Like, I don't. But if I'm alone and the girls aren't around, right, I'll just like plow through World War II stuff because I enjoy it. There's a couple really good.
Does
Vietnam.
It bring back memories?
Shut up. but the problem is that they then when they turn the TV on, they see what I've been watching.
Oh,
right,
sure.
Because there was a day last week where the three favorites at the bottom. Do you want to continue watching? Were three World War II things because I started one, didn't really like the narrator, and then I found another one, didn't really like the subject matter until I found a third one that was like three episodes and I watched that. So to them, it looked like I had spent the whole day watching
9 hours.
Like I couldn't get enough of World War II one Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
I will say another thing that I forgot that I really do is I blast Greek music.
Okay.
That will always put me in a good mood.
Yeah.
So like I'll put on in the car or like when I'm doing stuff around the house and it just like boosts the mood a little bit and I love listening to it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Next DM, please.
All right. Melissa says, hey, Maria, I'm on a roller derby team, which, by the way, is the greatest sport on earth. And I'm wondering if each of you had to choose a derby name, what would it be? Mine is Jaws because I've always loved sharks and the movie Jaws. And I thought it would be super badass to hear the Jaws theme song while I'm jamming during about.
It's interesting because roller derby names are very similar to drag queen names.
Yes.
They're very
right?
punny.
They're very, very punny. So
they rock and roll you over.
Yeah, like exactly.
Or wheelie nice guy.
Well, no.
What?
Like
his wheels?
No, like
I wheel kill you?
No. Like cherry choker. You know what I mean? Like
that.
Something else, man. That kind of thing. You know, spandex, you know, right?
Anybody else?
I remember.
Anybody have a name here that they want to
I was going to say Wheelie Mo.
How about like Scaratonin?
That's
a good one.
Got a fire in
there. Perfect.
That's a good one.
Perfect.
How about CPAP you to death?
Oh, wow.
Didn't Drew Barrymore do a roller derby movie?
She did. You're right. It was terrible. No offense. Oh, here's another one. Unholy Roller.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
All right. What else we got today, Maria?
Yars says, when TikTok was being shut off in the U.S., a lot of influencers did their burn it to the ground videos. Mm-hmm. If when the Roz and Mocha show ends and the team had to do a burn it to the ground post, what would everyone's be? For Roz, it doesn't have to be a post. He could just voice note it. So basically what was going on is all these influencers were basically exposing everything about themselves, the brands they were working for, as if like they were never going to talk to anybody again.
Yeah.
And like revealed some pretty deep things or like things that should never have come to the light.
Yeah.
So basically it's like your goodbye message. Like if you had things that you knew about each other.
Like the fitness influencer saying, I'm actually on steroids.
Yeah.
And this company that I hawk these vitamins for, they're just sugar. They do nothing.
Yeah.
Like it was those kinds of videos.
Like I got bariatric surgery. I actually got a BBL, tummy tuck, that stuff.
Yeah. So
like
what would you do, Ross?
I don't even know. Like would I burn it down? Like you're either taking down yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird. Or you're taking down the sort of business relationships that you have. And do I want to go on social and say something negative about this company? No.
Because you'll never land another job and they'll come after you.
It's too big of a company.
Maria, what would your burn to the ground post be?
No, I don't think I would ever say anything because I would never want my reputation ruined.
Yeah. I don't think anyone here. Shem?
Nope.
Yeah.
What about you, Maury?
Nope.
I think Maury's burn it to the ground would be, I think it would go so viral.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you would have to find another job. See, because I think for everybody else on the show, it would ruin our careers.
Yes.
But I think if Maury actually did a burn it to the ground, it would go so viral that I don't think you may never even to work again.
There you go. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. We love talking about them on the show, and we do this every single day. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Happy day, happy day. Here we go. Another day, another DM Deep Dive.
Yo, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Yo, Roz. All right, Justin says, between Shem and Mocha, who would win in an arm wrestling match? Best of three series.
Oh,
so arm wrestling, best of three. Not just one. You got three in a row.
Wow, I would only need one. Next DM, please.
That's not how best of three.
Well, that's not
works.
How that works. Oh,
no, God. I know, but I would only.
Mocha, you're saying that you would beat him so bad.
He wouldn't want to.
In the first one that he would.
Let's do it now. No. Let's do it right now. Right now. I'll come over right now. Let's do it right now. You scared?
I'm kind of down to see this.
I'm not scared. Let's get in right here.
Now.
All
right.
Yo.
Okay.
Can I come film this on my phone?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I think the only place to do it is right here on the corner. Right here. Where I always used to beat Maury in an arm wrestle.
Late work.
All right. Hold on. I gotta take off all my jewelry.
You gonna sit, Shem? Shem's sitting.
Take off my watch and all my stuff.
Oh, I'm okay. Anyways.
Okay, hold on here.
Wait, well, he's left-handed and I'm right-handed. Oh, so I have to go left?
We'll do one and one.
We'll do one and one. Okay, hold on. Oh, we're holding tables, Mocha?
Oh, are we?
No. We're not holding tables.
Oh, okay.
Unless Shem says we're holding tables. Hold on here. Can I put them in proper form?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go. This is not my.
Okay, so hold on here. So we're at they're still upright. Okay, so Shem won. Okay, so Shem won with his left. Okay, Shem won with his left. Hold on, let me set you
all up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing? Face. Yes, there we go. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. And
oh.
Whatever.
Shem just put Mocha down fast. In that second one.
Guys, I let him win. I let him win. Guys, come on. I let him win.
Oh. I will say that first one, though.
Yeah.
The first one where Shemmy was using his left, his non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was light work.
Oh. Using your left, Shem, did it feel like it was a stranger or no?
Not a bro, I can't believe you just said that. Oh, my God. And you know what's so weird? I was just going to ask if Shem lotioned his hands because they felt very greasy.
Can you smell your hand? What does your hand smell like now?
Like lotion.
Does it smell nice, though?
Yeah,
it does. Because I have to say, I was close to you guys, and I've been around a lot of arm wrestling in my day. Uh-huh. That was probably the prettiest smelling arm wrestle I've ever appreciated.
Next DM, please.
All right. Aaron says, hey, Maria, can you ask Roz more specifically what linen bed sheets he uses? Roz, do you understand? I have gotten 7,000 DMs about your linen bed sheets.
Hold on.
So please let the people know.
Hold on. Give me a sec.
Do you even know?
Give me a sec. Hold on.
We got to call your wife?
Yeah, hold on. I'm calling her right now. I'm gonna give you a perfect example right now of what it's like in my house. Okay, so look, this is what I do. This is every single day of my life. Every single day of my life. Call Catherine. Catherine doesn't answer. But what do I have at home? I get a secret weapon at home. I get a 15-year-old with a phone that is never not with her. This is how I get a hold of Catherine.
Hey,
kid. is mom there?
She's upstairs.
Why? She's upstairs. Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay, I need her for the radio. She's calling me back on the other end. I'll have a good day. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Love you. Hey, love.
Hi. Sorry, I just missed you.
No problem. We're doing the DM deep dive right now.
Okay.
The linen sheets that we have.
They're by Willett.
Willett's.
Yes.
Okay, because everybody wants to know, because I said that they're the greatest stuff, things in the world. And,
they definitely are, and but wait till they go on sale.
Okay, wait till they go on sale?
Sorry?
And wait till they go on sale?
Yeah.
Are they expensive?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
That's why it took us so long to get them.
Oh.
Them, how many do you own?
Babe, we're on the radio. Tell people we paid full price and bought two sets.
What are we, chumps? Okay.
All right, cool. Love you.
Actually, you know what? It's funny. I think I actually got the Recco originally from Mocha's Jenna because she had Linen Cheese.
Look at that.
The company changed name. So I think we actually have the same sheets as Mocha.
Oh.
Didn't even know.
The same kind, not the same sheets.
Hey, yo.
Wow.
Smells like it, right, Ross? On your side of the bed.
Okay. Yeah.
Love you, Catherine. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye. There we go.
All right. Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Deep D says, how do you keep the romance in your relationships alive in your long-term relationships?
Hold on. Let me call Catherine back.
Okay. Why do you do that? I was going to say, we should go to our resident romantic, damn it, Maury, and you should answer this question. How do you keep the romance alive between you and damn it, Matthew?
Try and not be around.
Hey. Wow, that's
absolutely make the heart go fonder. Yeah. You're not wrong.
You're right.
That's why, like today, I'm not home all day.
No, so you're not overbearing.
Yes.
Is what you're saying. I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay. What else?
Try and set up one dinner a week together. Yeah.
Just date one? Night?
Well, we only have time for like Friday nights. You light candles and you sit there.
Wonderful, romantic. And what do you guys talk about?
Usually he goes on and on about something he wants to buy.
Yeah. And what do you
chair
get to say?
Or something. And I pretend to be interested. I'm like, you know what, babe? If you want to buy that chair, you buy that chair.
Okay.
That's marriage.
And then he tells me I'm not allowed to sit in the chair.
That's what love looks like right there. Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs. Keep them coming in because we love talking about them every day. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.